Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Growth Digger, where we decode the wildest updates in digital, tech, and marketing so you don't have to. I'm Taran Nenda, founder and CEO of Growth Natives. And honestly, today's episode, massive.
Totally. I mean, if you're in SEO, digital marketing, content, analytics, and whatever your flavor, you need to sit down for this one because Google just flipped the table at I/O 2025. I'm Akanksha Das, Director of Marketing and Communications, and I'm still processing.
Same. And if you're wondering, wait, what did they actually launch? Don't worry. We're going to walk you through the real stuff, not Android updates or Pixel gadgets, but the stuff that's changing how we market, how we search, and how we survive the AI era.
All right, let's start with the elephant in the room. Google search, as we know it, is basically dead, gone. What we now have is AI mode, rolled out in the US for everyone and now in India.
Wait, so you mean every time I search now, I'm talking to an AI?
Exactly. And it's not just like suggested answers. Google's giving you a whole AI-generated summary. The links? They're barely there. They're like these shy kids hiding in the corner.
And that means less traffic for websites?
100%. Direct clicks are going to drop. Marketers need to stop optimizing just for traditional search rankings and start thinking about what answers AI is summarizing from their content.
So now, content strategy needs to adapt for AI parsing, not just humans?
Exactly. And AI mode will also start pulling in your personal context, like your past search behavior, Gmail, even Google Drive data, to tailor those answers.
Whoa. Okay. Let's talk implications soon. But first, what else did they drop?
Oh my God. Project Astra. So imagine you point your phone camera at something, your screen, a device, even a physical object, and Google Gemini in real time starts giving you help.
Like visual search on steroids?
Exactly. It's like YouTube tutorials, but you don't have to search for them. Gemini will tell you what you're looking at and guide you step by step.
This is huge for digital product training, customer service, heck, even internal onboarding.
Totally. And Gemini can now whisper too, literally. They launched a whisper mode that lets the AI agent speak in low volume tones, more human, more flexible. And yes, it switches between Hindi and English in the same sentence.
Which is amazing for accessibility and regional marketing. All right, I heard something about a Project Marin. What's that?
Okay, this one's wild. Project Marin is Google's agentic AI that can do tasks for you in your browser. Book tickets, fill out forms, even make backlinks. Seriously.
Wait, backlinks?
Yeah, you show Marin how to do it once, like sign up on a directory, paste a link, and it learns, then repeats it for every client.
Wow, that's replacing junior SEOs.
Potentially. But the positive? You get to focus on strategy, quality control, innovation, not the grunt work.
Okay. So Marin can now multitask, handle 10 operations in parallel, and even talk to APIs. Not just browse, but talk.
Yep. Imagine saying, hey, go book me the cheapest ticket to Delhi next week. And it goes, compares sites, books it, confirms, all without switching tabs.
Gmail's jumping in too, right?
Yes. Gmail will start replying to emails based on your personal tone and past context. So not just, sure, sounds good, but more like, hey, I'd love to join. Just back from Goa, let's plan it.
That's kind of scary, but also cool?
Definitely both. It's using your Google Photos, Docs, calendar, everything to sound like you. And soon you won't even have to click send.
Just tell Gmail what to do, or not even that.
And e-commerce? It's going full sci-fi.
Really?
Visual shopping lets you describe a product, and the AI pulls up a carousel. You can even try on a t-shirt virtually with your own photo. And if the price drops to your range, Google notifies you. Then it checks out using your Google Pay.
No app, no switching tabs?
Nothing, just one AI stream.
Okay, this is pure madness, but makes total sense. Google's goal is simple. Keep the user on Google. Don't let them go anywhere else.
Yep. Control the search, the answer, the purchase. That's the loop now.
Before we wrap, what's this SynthID watermark thing?
That's Google's way of labeling AI-generated content. So any image, video, or text generated with Gemini will have an invisible SynthID watermark. And there's a tool to detect it.
Nice. That could help curb misinformation.
Exactly. And finally, deep search and deep think. These are Gemini's advanced modes where it uses more tokens and takes more time to deliver thoughtful answers. It's like an AI actually doing homework for you.
The thinking budget?
Yes. You get to set how deeply you want the AI to research before it spits out a response. Wild, right?
All right, we covered a lot. Google just reinvented how we market, how we search, how we even interact with devices.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this thinking, ugh, how do I keep up? Don't worry, that's what we're here for. More episodes coming, deeper dives, and yes, we'll help you prep for the shift.
So hit follow, share it with your marketing team, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Till then, keep learning, keep testing, and don't let AI outwork you.